Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to our final Anchored in the Word morning reflection for the week. And I hope that you've had a good week, and I hope that you have a great weekend. And the thoughts that we're going to leave at the end of this study are very simple, just a couple of words I want you to remember and some commentary on each of those words. And so let's dig into the text one more time this morning and just reflect on what we have studied from God's Word. Luke chapter 14, it is verses 15 through 24. Here's what the scriptures say. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man had a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in. That my father's house, or that my house may be filled, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And as we've been reading this passage of scripture each day, and as we've been reflecting on these truths, the question we need to ask ourselves is, how do we respond to them? What's the takeaway? So the first word that I want you to take away this week as we go into the weekend is the word gratitude. We should be grateful that this is the character of the God who created all things. God is good. God is righteous. He does what is right in all circumstances. And when we think about God's goodness is not just his righteousness and his justice, but God's goodness is also his patience and his mercy and his grace. And so God in his goodness not only will judge sin, but he provides opportunity for people to be saved from their sin and saved from the wrath that they justly deserve for their sin. And so we should be a grateful people. The second word is the word worship. He is worthy of our praise, so we should praise him. When we think about God's redemptive plan, when we think about the cross, the resurrection, the righteousness of Christ, how God compels people to embrace the gospel. When we think about these things, we should be absolutely overwhelmed, not just with gratitude, but with an intense desire to worship God as he is. The third word is the word humility. We should never presume against God's grace. We should be sobered by the fact that if we reject the offer, we have no guarantee of another opportunity. And we will absolutely not escape God's wrath if we reject his one and only offer of salvation that is available through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we've rejected the gospel, we should be humbled and embrace it. If we've accepted the gospel, we should be so very humbled that God would deal with us in such a gracious manner. And the fourth word I want you to remember is the word trust. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, if you've never received his offer of salvation, what's keeping you from doing that this morning? What is keeping you from turning to God and repenting and believing like a child trusting in his finished work? May God help us to be a people who walk with gratitude, who live lives filled with worship and praise, who are humble and walk in a deep trust in the Lord. What can I leave you with? Have a wonderful weekend. Hope to see many of you on Sunday. If these lessons have been an encouragement to you, I hope that you'll take a moment and share that with other people who can be benefited by them. If there's anything that you need, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to interact with you about any of the content, if that would be a help to you. And hope that you have a great weekend. Hope to see you on Sunday. Bye now.